This was not the life Abraham had envisioned when he joined the army in 1932. Unlike most of the enlisted men who had come lately to the colors, Abraham had devoted himself to the army. It was his career, his whole life. He loved Manila and the Philippines, loved everything about this fair post in the tropics. His wife Nancy and their three young daughters had not made it out in time. They were caught by the Japanese invasion, and now they were doubtless interned at a civilian prison camp somewhere around Manila, although he didn't know where. He thought about them every minute and despaired for their safety. Abraham was the son of Syrian immigrants. His parents came from a little village not far from Damascus and emigrated to the United States around the turn of the century, passing through Ellis Island. His father took a foundry job in Lindora, Pennsylvania, a little smokestack town in the steel belt north of Pittsburgh. Abraham was one of 11 children. Running out of names, his parents decided on the redundant but sturdy Abraham. Abraham proved his perseverance at an early age. When he was 16, he broke the world record for sitting in a tree. The dubious endeavor of tree-sitting had become something of a national craze in the 1920s, much like goldfish eating or phone booth stuffing would become in later eras. In the summer of 1929, Abraham erected a 5x5 platform in an apple tree in a nearby park and hauled up the seat from an old Model T to serve as a bed. He climbed into the tree one day in late June and stayed put for a total of 4 months. It was a confirmed world record. Aside from some national press coverage, his only winnings consisted of hearty congratulations from his relieved parents and a good bath. Someone asked him why he had sat up there all alone for 121 days. A.B. answered, "It was something to do." Abraham's real love was boxing, and when he joined the army in 1932, the sport became his ticket to fame. In Panama, he won 54 out of 60 bouts, fighting with guys with names like Kid Biasi, Frankie Conchina, and Joe Gorilla. He was the welterweight champion of the Canal Department, and later became the Army's head boxing coach in Panama. Then he was off to the Philippines for what looked like a carefree tour of duty. Abraham was angry at the Japanese for all sorts of reasons, but chief among them was for coming to the Philippines in the first place and wrecking what was, for him, an island idol. "Why did Japan have to destroy our paradise?" Abraham later wrote. "Life in the islands was the greatest." He'd never been more happy than in the months before the war. He raised ducks in his backyard. He hunted wild pigs on Bataan and was an avid denizen of the nightclubs and cockfight arenas. He had become what more recent American arrivals to the Philippines called a Dobie citizen, which simply meant that he had gone native, or at least that he was happily headed in that direction. He loved the Filipino people, their friendliness, their easy way of life. Having lived in Panama, he felt at home in the torpid heat of the tropics. Everything grew in the islands. Hibiscus, bougainvillea, jasmine, the most delicate orchids. Geckos scrambled along the walls of his house, and exotic birds squawked in the mango trees around his neighborhood. "Nothing bothered me in the Philippines," Abraham recalled in his memoirs. "I loved the lazy, warm days, the palmy shores, the extravagant butterflies, the jungles dense and green.